Right, and we are back for the morning of October 2nd. Nice fall day outside, and we are back for day two of the National Trust for Canada APT Joint Conference. If you guys didn't see it, I already posted a video from yesterday, which the link to which is on my social medias and particularly the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page. And the video itself is uploaded onto YouTube. As I talked about yesterday, I had a great time at the first day of the conference, attending virtually due to obvious reasons, but it's still been a terrific chance to learn a lot, which I believe will assist Masonic buildings and Masonic temples and helps give us some ideas about moving forward. I particularly, as I mentioned yesterday, loved the plenary about oil and energy heritage, museums in Alberta, Chile, different places in the world, and how they preserve and promote that heritage, even in what can be a politically charged climate, with everything talking about climate change and oil sands, and just how they promote that heritage from the oil towns that were built all throughout the 19th and the 20th century, to the technology that existed at the time, to the stories. And that's what I loved and what I took away from it was, it's important to preserve the stories of the people and connect the heritage, the energy heritage, to the people and the families that were a part of it, that lived in the oil towns, that worked in the oil fields, including First Nations and women. So I particularly enjoyed the presentation by the Canadian Energy Museum, and I hope to get in touch with them and see if they'd be willing to discuss it more, perhaps even on the Square and Compass podcast. Today, I'm looking forward to another plenary. It just popped up on my phone because I have the mobile app, which I will show you guys in a second. Let's see if I can pull it up. APTNT2020, that's the hashtag. The message I received: all registered attendees can tune in to today's plenary, Oil Heritage and Energy Transition, at 4 p.m. So 6 p.m. my time in the world. I also wanted to spend some time on the mobile app itself, which I think is very cool. I'll show you guys on the camera. Here's the mobile app through EventScribe. It's always backwards, but there you go. And you can see down below, I have the activity feed here and the messages. And yeah, this is the message I received this morning discussing the joint conference and the plenary today at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, which I cannot wait to take part in and see. It was a great day one. Looking forward to day two. And I'll be back again tomorrow, October the 3rd, to discuss more of what we've learned at this conference.